Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When are you and your sister going to put out another album? Like, what's up with that? Because we have the positive from you.
Yes.
You got the Billboard, everything cracking. I see you. Congrats.
Thank you.
So then when are we bringing back the group?
After my record comes out in September. Actually, after I don't know if I can. Can I tell this, Misty?
Yeah, no,
after Versus.
Misty?
We just,
no. She's sitting there. Heck no, huh? She said, Misty? Yeah, Misty, we going to duck.
No. After the Versus, we're actually...
Who we have on the show today?
We talked to Erica Campbell about Megan Good, Shawnee O'Neal, Devin Franklin, about Kirk Franklin, BB and CeCe Wines.
Her new music, her weight loss.
Her weight loss journey.
She's got a strong faith.
Yeah, we talked about a religious faith. We talked about different things that happened in the church, about being first lady, advice that she can give Shawnee.
Do you have a strong faith?
No, I believe in God, definitely, for sure. I just, you know, saying sometimes everybody misses church a little bit now, every now and then. Sometimes I may just miss a little bit more than I should. In general, though, she's the first gospel singer I ever talked to. She's my very first gospel interview, I guess you should say. So today, I definitely try to cuss at as much as possible as I possible. I try to keep it to a bare minimal. I think I said no more than 3 cuss words. Maybe 4 tops.
I was impressed by that. I didn't hear you cuss at all.
I know.
She said you cussed a little bit, but I
was counting my cuss words. I probably only said like 2 or 3 maybe. Or,
yeah.
You know, like, and if I did, I know I should get forgiveness.
For sure.
On It's Tricky, I have the beautiful 5-time Grammy. Okay? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Huh? Ala.
Wait, let me move this papers and stuff. But 5-time Grammy, Erica Campbell.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Glad to be here with you.
Yes, me too. I'm happy, a fan of yours. That's good. Oh, your lashes are doing it today, huh? You played
no
games.
Yeah, I had to get it together. I was like, listen, you got to keep it together.
Yeah. Your nails, you got the whole ensemble.
Uh-huh.
Yes, looking great.
So, thank you.
What's been going on? New song?
Yes, called Positive. So much in my life. You know, we just came out of the pandemic and I think we all struggle with different things and you have to make a decision to be positive, you know. Not always easy, but when you are serious about your health, just your place, how you operate in the world, what you say to yourself about yourself is important. That's what I say to my kids. What is your self-talk this morning? What are you saying to yourself about yourself?
I didn't ask my kids that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking that. What is your self-talk this morning?
Yeah, you know, because sometimes they're going through things. We be going through stuff.
Yeah.
And we got to make a decision. So when I get in the mirror, even if I'm frustrated or waiting on something, you know, this industry is crazy. You know, all those things. I go, I'm speaking victory over myself. Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
I love me. Everybody love me.
Affirmation.
Don't tell me
that's
different.
Good.
Yeah.
You got to sit there and do that, though.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you feel yourself. How old are your kids? You have 3?
3, yes.
Yeah.
17, 12, and 10.
Oh, okay. The 17 one runs you low. Justice, you know what I'm saying? He's,
This is my daughter. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, but all in her head. She's so talented, and she doesn't realize how talented and beautiful she is. You know, because these kids, they're on social media, so they're comparing themselves to everybody all the time. She compares herself to me. I'm like, I'm a grown woman. You ain't going to be me. Not yet. You'll get there. I was like, start here. Be great where you are now.
Does she sing?
Oh, amazingly. She's gone viral like several times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so with her singing, do you help her out and want to get her career jumping?
Yeah, she's going to get her career jumping, but she's going to go to college first. We're actually waiting on an acceptance letter. Hopefully it comes.
Yeah.
And,
listen, that's good. My son got accepted to like 6 colleges.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so Jess is out there.
Is he leaving, going far away?
Well, so far, he has more acceptances coming, mm-hmm. but like six so far that he got accepted to. I don't know. I mean, if he's leaving, he has a couple other offers to mm-hmm. go places, mm-hmm. and like he's a hooper, but mm-mm.
Oh. Maybe he just want to be by mama.
No, that's what he don't want to do. I'm the last one. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, okay, I tell him to come home all the time. He's like, I'm out of here. Like, well, you know how kids go.
I try to tell my kids I'm cool. I'm like, I'm cool. Y'all don't know I'm a big deal. They be like, oh, mom.
Yeah. Yeah. You are a big deal. I mean, your daughter better get that hype cracking off you.
You know what? But she doesn't want that. She was like, I want to make my own way. And I tell her, listen, I knocked down a lot of doors. I did a lot of things that you don't have to do. So mm-hmm. walk in this path. I'll walk you in the door, but you got to stay in there. You're only going to stay in there if you're really good enough, if you work hard, you know, if you're professional. You know, I was like, of course, if I've done a lot of things, I'll connect you to some people.
If your daughter decided to, like, get in the music industry, right, and mm-hmm. take a raunchy approach and start, you know what I'm saying, shaking her booty too much or, you know, walking around butt naked and things like that. And how would you handle that situation? Would you allow that or would you try to check her or would you be like, I'm out here? Like, where do you
I would ask her why. I would ask her the purpose. I would ask her what she was trying to really achieve. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of people equate getting naked and showing everything with freedom. But it doesn't equate peace to me. It doesn't equate... because self-acceptance doesn't have to advertise itself. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we are trying to get approval from others, depending on what we've been through, because everybody's been through different things, whether it's abuse or not having, you know, a solid family structure, not having that love at home, no matter what, you know,
whether you're
raised by grandmother or whatever. And when you don't have that, you're looking for it. And a lot of people are looking for that affirmation. And what you don't get privately sometimes will display publicly. And we don't realize that's where we operate. If you dealt with a lot of violence, you live with your fists up, even in the business. You ain't gonna do this to me. Ain't nobody gonna do this to me because you're trying to defend something. Sometimes it happened to you as a little child. So if she wanted to go that way, I'd ask her why. I'd ask her, you know, what she was trying to achieve. And if I would ask her, if you serve God, do you feel like this is pleasing God? Do you feel like this is going to draw people's lives to say, yeah, I want to give my heart to Jesus?
So you'll basically say as far as, you know, you would want her to follow God's footsteps, of course.
Follow God's plan for her life because she was born through me. She was mm-hmm. God's first. And he has a perfect plan that includes favor, that includes success, that includes love, that includes all these things. And if she's listening, she'll hear him and the scripture says he'll give you exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want something that's bigger than what I dream? So I have a dream and God gonna supersize my dream. I want your plan better than mine.
Yeah. And so for dating wise, right, since you have a daughter, okay?
Yes.
So she comes home, right? Mm-hmm. And she comes home with a knucklehead, right? Mm-hmm. One who doesn't believe in God. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting here, he's out here, right? Like
yeah.
maybe he's in the industry.
Yeah.
Let's just say that she's dating like a rapper or something, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And just say that he's, you know, he raps about...
all the things that rappers,
the things
rap,
that
about.
Rappers
yes.
rap about. You know, yeah. like, let's use anybody's example.
Anybody.
Oh, Future. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She's dating Future. And then right there, you know, Future's like, you know, he raps about different things, you know, like, of course, mm-hmm. that you may not agree with. Mm-hmm. She says, hey, I'm on him. What do you mm-hmm. say?
I love her through it. And I walk with her through the process. Mm-hmm. And I try to give as much wisdom as I possibly can. I remember my mom told me, because I have seven sisters. And so I remember my mom telling us, there are going to be some brick walls that you're going to hit that I won't be able to stop you from hitting, but I'll be there with a Band-Aid. But I believe if you train them up in the way they should go, then yeah. when they're old, they won't depart. They may make a bad decision, but they won't go too far to the left because what's in them is in them, right? She's not serving God because of me. She's not trying to be right for me. It's for her. You know, because I always tell her, I'm not going to be here forever. What is your life going to look like when mom and dad are gone? It's based on the choices. You can make a choice today that can change and destroy the whole destiny for your life, the whole yeah. trajectory of your life. So your choices are important. And my father told me, next to your decision to serve God, who you marry, who you date, is the most important decision in your life. And a lot of people treat it real reckless and real random because they want to feel good today in this moment. But mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about future. Quick story. So I sang background for Brian McKnight. But I knew I always wanted to sing. I knew I always wanted to sing gospel music. I sang for Brian, Eric Benet, and Tina was singing for people too. But I was in the audience and it was an R&B singer who I liked. was staring me down while I'm up on stage. I'm singing, "Do I ever cross your mind?"
Blowing.
Anytime, doing my moves and everything. He's staring me down. I'm like, oh my God.
Who is he?
I'm not telling you.
No, you have to, because
I can't.
No, you got to, because you had a crush on him at one time. You was feeling it. You were singing. You can't just go with the whole story and then leave out who the guy was.
I absolutely can.
No, it's not. It's impossible.
I can't.
Okay, give me, what song did he sing?
Nope. So he comes backstage. I'm in the room with the dancers, and he comes, and there's an exchange. And then after the show, they were going to go out, you know, how everybody hangs out and stuff and goes to eat. And so he looks at me and says, "Don't go." Like, he just mouths like, "Don't go."
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay at the hotel. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I've liked him for so long. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Right?
You liked him so long? What, a Keith Sweat or something?
Heck no. I mean, not like that. Sorry, Keith.
Like, what a...
And I grabbed my girlfriend's hand, and I was like, I'm going with y'all. Because I felt like I didn't want to be the artist that's somewhere and I got to look at you and turn the other way because I laid down with you. Because I feel like I'm too many things to lay down with just anybody.
Well, I feel like who I am and all this.
Before I was married, I just felt like this is too much to just lay down with somebody that's not saying, I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
So before you got... Okay, before you got married, right? So you basically... Well, there's, you know what I'm saying? We got the baby and they're cracking, so I'm not going to ever sit there too much. But before you got married, you saved yourself for your husband.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay. So you had a running before that.
No, yeah. Once you make the mistake, I'm going, I want to make it twice. I don't want to keep going with it. And I mean, I'm definitely
But he
lying.
Was the one that you had a crush on, so you weren't shooting a jumper?
No.
Yeah. Does he ever know who he is now? Did you ever say anything to this day?
No.
Mm. Well, then this now to tell him that you're married now and that I did have a crush, but listen, you did what you did, and it was tricky.
No, you know, I just
no, but
I don't
you know what
just...
people give stories though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave out the person, you just contradict the whole story. It's out of here because
I contradict. You no. trying to trick me into telling? You trying to guilt me into telling?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, not gonna.
Because
do
everybody
it.
Wants to know.
They're no, I got people's privacy.
I'm about to Google that Brian McKnight show that you were at in the background. I'm about to figure this out right now. Somebody, Cam, Google when she was in the background. Brian McKnight. She
we
said
was on
Eric
tour
Benet.
For a year. That's yeah. too many shows.
Darn, Eric Benet was there. Eric Benet.
No, I sang with Eric Benet. He was the sweetest guy ever. He was so kind to me and my sister when we sang with him.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Benet. And then I've seen Eric Benet perform actually a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then Eric Benet, of course, he followed through as far as him and Halle Berry's situation. That got weird.
Yeah, that's when I was his background singer when he was with Halle.
Oh, and yeah. Did you ever meet her? And
yeah, we went to her house. She was super, super nice. I knew my husband had a crush on her. I was like, I need you to make a phone call for me. So I literally called my husband and put her on the phone. And he was like, who is this? Halle Berry. He was like, no, it ain't. I was like, it's her, babe. I'm at her house.
Oh, and
so he just talked to her and all of that. And he was like, oh, you are I was just his girlfriend. He was like, you the dopest girlfriend in the world. You're going to put Halle Berry on. I was like,
well, we know you're not getting here, so calm down, okay?
All right.
I'll let you talk all day if you want to. You know, why not? when he was breaking up with Halle, though, did you see him going through a bad depression phase since you're a singer?
I think I had stopped singing for him at that time. I think the tour was over. Yeah, the tour was over by that time, so I wasn't around him. But I mean, we kind of stayed in contact, so I see him all the time. He's always super kind. I mean, you know, when your heart is broken, I remember my own heartbreaks and heartaches. And
yeah, well, actually, you know, I was watching your show that you said you're dealing with your husband and being tricky at one point, and then you had to get through that. So, what's your advice to get through that for women like who are dating? I mean, like who are married and stuff, and then their husband. Does something like that?
It's all what you believe. It's all what you believe to be true. What do you believe about your love? What you believe about him? What you believe about yourself?
I'm glad that you actually told that story, you know, because I was dealing with issues before of cheating and stuff like that. And then you said the pastor helped you get through it, right? So at what point do you say, like, to the pastor, you know, if you can't make it through things, that I have to walk away?
It was never about the pastor. It was more about my commitment to God. Like, I sing all the time, my songs are about encouragement, what you can make it through, how God can mend, how God can heal, and, you know, be forgiving, be loving, be kind. And so it was my test. It was my time, you know?
Yeah. No, that's good, though, because I think everything, like, you know, just going through a lot of infidelity and stuff like that, And then a lot of times when I be thinking, I'd be like, well, damn, it's so hard to make your heart heal.
I think people don't really know what love is, though. And I think mm-hmm. I think you go into it not knowing what it is and you fall out of it not realizing the beauty of what it was. I remember a song by Tweet called I Wouldn't Complain at All.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she's talking about, you know, losing her guy because of whatever and the different things that used to bother her. And on the back end of letting it go, she was saying, it wasn't as big as I thought it was. I've been blessed to have amazing women around me, from my mother-in-law to my mom to other married women who've been in for a long time, who really have nurtured me and taught me what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
So my gauge is not social media. It's not what the world says. Because if I believe in God, I believe him all the way. Right. Mm-hmm. Even when it's difficult to do what he's asking you to do. Because I believe, because I'm obedient and I'm listening, the peace that comes, the love that comes, the fulfillment, the rewards of being obedient are just priceless. And when people are not believers, it doesn't translate.
No, but when I was talking to the pastor and stuff like that, he's mm-hmm. like, you have to heal your heart. He's like, you have to, if you're a believer in God, you're a believer in forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so they hitting you all the good lines and you be looking at the other end, and you be like, well, shit, he's tricky as hell. You know what I'm saying? You be like, yes, Lord, like I'm with you. But in the back end, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I need to do 20 more prayers. And then I do 20 more. And sometimes I'm still looking at them like, yo, you know, you tricky, bro. Like, what's going on?
Well, when you stand before God, that guy won't be standing there. It'll just be you. And so God is going to ask you, did you believe me? Did you believe mm-hmm. how much I loved you? Did you believe that I could heal your heart? Or were you so concerned about the other person that you didn't let me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times God wants to heal our hearts, but we don't let him. I mean, anything, like whether you had a bad family situation, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, everybody's mom is not a good mom. Everybody's dad is not a good dad. And you want to love again, you want to feel again, but you're so busy trying to protect yourself from the hurt, you can't get to the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it takes work to get to the healing. Like people who are in therapy for different things that have gone on in their life, you got to talk through some tough stuff, man.
Speaking of therapy, you know, Will Smith, he may end up going to therapy or whatever the case scenario is, you know, with his statement. How did you feel about him with Chris Rock's situation?
Oh, man, it's all just so unfortunate. It was very heartbreaking, the whole thing to me, because I see two beautiful, wealthy, influential Black men that are looked up to by so many people, and they have this moment, this exchange, it's so many reasons, right? It's not just you said something, I go up there, I slap you. Like if you read his book and you heard him talk about, I never stood up for anybody in my life, and I've always felt like a coward. Mm-hmm. Him talking about watching his mother be abused, you got to consider that, right? And then Jada talking about her, you know, alopecia and what she's dealt with. It's just a lot of things. And I think it was a bad decision at the wrong time. I think he could have grabbed her hand, smiled at her and said, we're going to deal with it later. I think he could have done that. He could have pulled Chris Rock aside. I just didn't think it had to be that way. But I'm super proud of Chris Rock for handling it the way he did. That was so mature. That was so, so much professionalism, you know what I mean, to handle it that way. I think when you deal with your emotions out of just quick instincts and not thinking about what's next, then you say, oh, I would have been scrapping on the stage. And I heard a lot of people say that. I wouldn't have.
I would have.
Yeah,
But
you're good.
You slap me, I'm going to slap your ass back. Like, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just going to be real with you.
But it's other ways to fight back. I love that
of
story
it is.
I think it's Michael Jackson. I think. I heard what's his name? Eminem said something about him, and then Michael Jackson went and bought his whole catalog. That's so much better than a fight.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right.
And I heard Chris Rock's ticket sales just went through the roof. That's so much better.
Four
than
months. You know what I'm saying?
That's the so much better than slapping him back.
No. That he should thank Will for that. Luckily, he. What do you mean? Like, let's be honest. If had he not got popped, them ticket sales may have still been a little bit tricky, like they were before that previously.
Still a little tricky.
Yeah, like you have to say, you have to think, like, and there was some good to come out of this.
Yeah,
his ticket sales—that's the good that came out of this.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
But
two Black men definitely who are, you know, like equally. No, hell no, not equally. Let's not even use that word, Raquel. That's bad. But two Black men who are definitely influential Black men, you should never fight. And of course, that's not to see. I will say that. But I think that I feel like, what as a man, though, if you feel that your wife is getting disrespected and you act as far as emotion when you know that she could be dealing with pain, that's a different situation.
What happened? happened to sticks and stones will break my bones, but words have never hurt me. Like, I've had people say all kinds of stuff about me. I mean, this is the analogy I tell my kids. Mm-hmm. If somebody calls mommy a purple buffalo, do I go on a tangent trying to prove that I'm not? No, I just continue being the great Erica that I am.
But listen, Erica, now no disrespect to you, but you are saved. Now, and there's a whole other world from not saved.
No, but there's a lot of people who are not Christian, but they just have a standard for themselves. Like you could go low if you want to, but you don't have to.
No, you never have to. But sometimes at the moment you sat there, you try to woosah, you try to count
to 20.
Yeah, you
have no self-control.
Yeah. Oh, no. But listen, sometimes you have a lot of self-control. But sometimes sometimes I'll be sitting here, right, and I'll be like woosahing, and I'll do my count to 20, right, and I'll have to think about it. Like, Will sat there and did a little laugh, ha-ha, you know, and he probably went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, Lord, he tried to.
He did the count off, and he did the woosah first. He tried to laugh, like, ha-ha-ha, and then you get your ass up, and you have to deliver quick hands. Sometimes, but it's not, I'm not going to say, but I just said, sometimes everybody makes mistakes though.
Yeah.
And I don't feel at any situation that he should be crucified or this should hurt his career.
I don't either. I don't either. I agree with you 100%. I feel like as the African American community, I think sometimes we should handle stuff just between us. Because mm-hmm. you got to remember, there's people that's claiming to be allies, but they really are laughing and they're playing it over and over and over and over again because it makes all of us look crazy. Now, I know that we can't be responsible for what two people do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the way they are in this country, it just is what it is. So if we can handle it, y'all, let's handle it. And then, you know.
And also, another thing that bothered me was the BET Awards. Like, oh, that should just happen at the BET Awards. No, we ain't going to tear up our stuff. Hell no. Let's be honest.
I ain't never seen that at the BET Awards. If it did, it happened behind closed doors and they never knew.
Yeah. But listen, also, PSA alert to if y'all thinking that we crazy because Will Smith got his ass up. You still will get slapped and I'll get my ass up if you think we're crazy. So let's go there.
Rocky.
But anyways, you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to say a prayer.
Yeah, I need a lot of prayers. You know what? I haven't been to church, Pastor Danny. I appreciate you. Sorry about that. But I haven't been to church recently. But maybe I need to go.
Your church is back open. Yeah, go on and go.
Oh, no, it's been back open. I just haven't been there. I'm going to be honest with you.
I probably need
a whole bunch of prayer because, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get a little bit wild. I'll be like, okay, but you know what? I do try to follow his footsteps like, about like 20% of the time. And
you know,
then, you know, 70, yeah. you know, the 80%, I'd be like, okay, you know what?
It's a journey, you know. And what I love is the scripture doesn't call for us to be perfect. It calls for us to be surrendered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
And so that's the most important thing.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about in the world, right? And I thought about this when I was told I was interviewing you, right? And I'm like, she's 5-time Grammy Award winning. Then I'm like, then they throw a lot of different acts like in Kanye before, you know what I'm saying, won a Grammy, I think, or like for Best Gospel, I think, or, mm-hmm. you know, like in that type of situation. And like, or like Snoop Dogg got nominated, I think, mm-hmm. before, right? And when rappers, though, who are not saved individuals
mm-hmm.
be nominated for quote-unquote gospel awards,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about that?
If they did a gospel record, they did a gospel record. Like, I'm not the judge of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some Christians that feel like they have to protect all Christendom and say who can and cannot do something. When they stand before God, I'm not going to be there. He's not going to ask me my opinion. You know what I mean? I was actually on Snoop's record. My husband produced a few songs. He's nominated for 2 Grammys because of Kanye's record. So I clearly don't have a problem with it. I know there are a lot of people who do for whatever reasons. You know, honestly, can't even speak for it. I don't have a problem with it.
I was just thinking about that because, you know, sometimes when I, you know, talk to different people who go in the church and stuff, they'd be like, I don't know how this person's nominated and this person. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
if the record is good, the record is good. It's other people that we don't know. They're not a rapper, but maybe they did something crazy too. Do you take their opportunity to be nominated because maybe they had a flaw in their life?
And how do you care? Do you really care about them though, deep down inside that you're 5-time? Or is it just like, you know, like I want to keep on getting more?
Yeah, I care about it. I mean, think of how much music comes out and how many people want to get nominated. Every time you win, it's a bar, you know, every time, you know. And so I'm grateful every single time, but I'm grateful even when I'm nominated. I know they say that it's an honor to be nominated, but it really, really is. I've voted. I've been a part of the, you know, the groups where they go and say, okay, we feel like this one should be nominated or this is good enough. You listen to everybody's record. I've been a part of NARIS for quite some time. So I'm I'm with it. You know, is everything fair? Not all the time, because it's humans, it's people, and people have their opinions based on what they feel is good, what they listen to, what their preferences are. That's why I think if you want one, you should definitely be a part of NARIS. You should vote. And I feel like every time I have not won was the times that I didn't vote because I got too busy and missed the deadline.
Oh, so you was voting on yourself the whole time. So that's already cheating.
Not all the time. No, I voted. No, because it was one time I was in there and it was a record.
That's already wild.
It was a record by, I mean, it was a million, but it's not cheating to vote for yourself.
Oh, because, wait, no, I thought it was like, okay, so how does it, like, only a couple people, like?
No, everybody that's a member gets to vote.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know how the Grammys work. I'm not in that thing. I'm like, well, if, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, we have 10 people. Okay, I'm going to get my sister, my cousin, everybody else. All right. No,
you have to be a member. You have to be, you know, in the industry, whether you are a producer, an engineer, a songwriter. Those people vote. And then there are people who are just the admin. They vote in a different area. It's really complicated. But yeah, one of the years I didn't vote for myself because I liked somebody else's song better. It was a Brian Courtney Wilson song called God Is Doing a Great Work. And I thought it was a better song than mine. So I voted for his.
And who won?
I can't remember who won. I think Kirk Franklin won. It's always, when you win with Kirk Franklin, it's a gamble. Kirk is always going to win.
Really? Why is Kirk that dude like who just has to win everything then?
People vote for him. He makes great music. And sometimes it's name recognition. So, but when you have good music, then you can win. Because when me and Tina were nominated for the first time, we were brand new. And we were nominated with people who were big deal. It was Donald Lawrence. It was BB and CeCe Winans. It was Fred Hammond. And my very first Grammy, I was brand new. So when you put your heart into the music, like Kirk does, when you are diligent and you take your time with it, it gets rewarded. Not to say that no one else does, because I know everybody works hard on what they do. But
they always say Kirk and Franklin and Plies look alike. That'd be cracking me up.
You are crazy, girl.
I just thought about
that. Oh, what is you talking about right now?
I just thought about it right now. I'm like, Kirk Franklin. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, everybody, I was trying to think about the comparison.
That was so
I'm like,
random.
Okay, yeah, that's me. I'm out of here. My mind is drifted. I'm telling you.
It's ate up. It's all good.
What is more important to you, winning an NAACP award or winning a Grammy award?
I think they're both important. Mm-hmm. I think the NAACP is important because it's us, you know, it's being recognized by us, and it just feels different. And for the Grammys, you know, it's a bigger audience, and you know, because I've been blessed for my music to go beyond the church, I think it speaks to that. Whether it's that or the American Music Award or you know whatever, it speaks to your music's reach, which I think is always a blessing. There's some people whose music is for a certain area, and then some people, you know, they're blessed to go further depending on, you know, what kind of artist you are. Some people don't want all of that. Some people, it's just too much work.
Yeah.
Some people are not at that level because they just don't. You got to have the spirit and the heart for that because it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear, what you go through, what you face, how many no's you hear. Like, people have.
What's the hardest thing, obstacle you face being in the music business?
Man, number of them. Records coming out and labels not supporting it.
Why were the labels not supporting it?
Because they wanted the success to be quick. They didn't have the patience. That's why I love stories like about Motown with how long they waited with artists because they believed in them. And so they would put out record after record until they got a number one. Nowadays, you got one shot. Your record don't come out, it's not number one. You dropped. But, you know, they never dropped us. But, you know, sometimes the conversations were a bit hurtful. You know what I mean?
Your sister, when are you and her going to come back? You guys did Super Bowl and everything else.
Yes. Well, we got the Verses coming. That's going to be on Easter Sunday. Mary Mary versus BB and CeCe. But it's not really Verses. It's more of a celebration.
Well, who wins?
Nobody. Jesus wins.
Amen.
Yeah.
But who wins, who do you think, besides Jesus? You know, because Jesus always wins. But in the Verses world,
the
who wins?
The souls we win. That's who we win. When people say, you know what, I want to give my heart to Jesus. That's who wins.
Yeah. That's a political godly answer.
But, is it?
Yeah.
There's
course.
No way to
Jesus
win. Like, I'm
wins.
A fan of BB and CeCe.
Yeah, I said, who do you think, like, when you think you and your sister can, like, who has more hits between y'all? Who do you think?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Yeah, but y'all think that you can rock with BB and CeCe?
Oh, for sure. We went on tour with them and everything. It was amazing. And our show was great. BB did the show, and our songs kind of went in and out of each other. So we opened together, then me and Tina had a moment, then we did something together, then BB and CeCe came, and then we came back together in the end, which was so fun and so, it was so much unity. you know, so it didn't feel like, oh, I just came to hear them. I just came to, you got all of us all together. Plus, we're family. And so it's just going to be a lot of unity that day.
Well, okay, so
she still want me to give a winner.
No, I mean, well, technically, well, yeah, sure, you can give a winner. Who do you think? Is you, like you and your sister, or, no, I'm just kidding. She's like, I just told you, Jesus, now you're going to let me go with that. No, besides that, though, like, when are you and your sister going to put out another album? Like, what's up with that? Because we have the positive from you.
Yes.
You got the Billboard and everything cracking. I see you, congrats.
Thank you.
So then when are we bringing back the group?
After my record comes out in September, actually after, I don't know if I can, can I tell this, Misty?
Yeah, no,
after Versus,
Misty?
We just.
No, she's sitting there. Heck no, huh? She said, Misty? Yeah, Misty, we gonna drop. No.
After the Versus, we're actually dropping a brand new song.
Oh, great. Yeah, so then are you guys gonna drop, after you drop a song, are you guys gonna just go back to the reality show and everything else?
Oh, no, never going back to the reality show. That foolishness.
Oh, okay, because they want too much out of you. They
They
taking
much.
You out your godly ways. You know what I'm
saying? But we are going to do an album. I'm working on my album that's going to come out in September. Tina has an album with her kids called Cam Six Fam. It's so, so dope. Her kids are actually singing, but it's like for schools and for kids, for motivation and, you know, parents and stuff like that who need songs that, you know, just for your family, especially young kids, to encourage them to be their best. Songs about, you know, doing good in school and being honest and dealing with your emotions and things like that. So I'm super, super proud of it and really happy for my nieces and nephews because they're so, so talented. And a lot of times when you when your parent is busy working, the kid's talent doesn't get nurtured. That's what I've really tried to make sure I did with my kids, that they didn't feel like they were on the sidelines. So they've been on albums. They've come to the recordings. They've been in the videos and stuff like that because I want them to see and be a part of what I do. And even if I'm busy, I remember being in an executive meeting. And my baby girl FaceTimed me and we were deciding, I was negotiating for my reality, my radio show, my syndicated show. And my baby called me and I was like, hold on a second, y'all. And I literally took a FaceTime. I was like, hi, honey, you okay? And she was like, Mom, I miss you. I said, I miss you too, but I'm in a meeting. She was like, okay. I told her I'd call her back and that was fine. But I never want them to feel like they can't reach me. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how this business can take you all kind of ways. I never my kids to feel like that.
For you and your sister, do you ever have like a competition? Like it's like a competition thing? Because since both y'all, there's two of y'all, is it ever like, or is it just like, hey?
No, we wasn't raised like that. We wasn't raised to be in competition with one another. That's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if you have one doing better, then how does the other one feel? How does the family treat them? You know what I'm saying? And I remember when I first went solo, my family was really concerned because they were like, okay, what is Tina going to do? Because y'all in a group, but what's she going to do? And that was a little bit hard for me. But it was still all in love. It's still all like, how, let's make sure we're okay. Before we get to the world, before we give music, let's make sure we're okay. Are we good? And that was the most important thing. Like, even with us.
Because I was reading the Essence article, and that was like in 2012.
Oh, yeah. That was
like, my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And then I'm like, okay, then I'm looking, I'm like, oh, well, when is the breakover? You know, that we're going back to all the way to the group.
But you know, we've done, so even with the break, we did a song for a movie soundtrack. We've still done shows. So we've done stuff periodically, but we haven't gone hard like we do. When we go hard for Mary Mary, we are, the whole team is there. We got a plan. We got an album and tours and all these things going on. We're just not doing that. So we,
that
we
will
never,
come after you drop your album in September.
Yes.
So then Mary Mary will return.
Yes.
In about October, November.
Not that soon. Now, ma'am, I got to work the record.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
You got to give it some time.
Then Mary Mary will do February next year. Mary Mary will be back. That's a good date?
Well, yeah, it kind of don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to take a little more time.
No, no, we already had a lot of time. We had
y'all sick of this.
We had a lot of time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, how much time do we need now? We had we have time. You didn't deliver the, like, you know, your daughter was born then. It's been some years.
She's 12. My daughter's 12
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Wow.
So you already done kicked out the last baby. So then, you know, you now you got
we're
the
we're getting in the studio. That should be encouraging. We are getting in the studio.
Good, because we have the baby already cracking. She's 12 years old, popping. Yes. Hello, baby. How you doing? You know what I'm saying?
You're crazy.
We got her here right here in the studio. She's sitting there with her phone and her iPad and or no phone.
Yes.
Doing the kids with the phone drive me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because they being there. My daughter, she, her too. You don't even
how
let go of the
kids?
Phone. I have a lot. Let's see. I have 17. We have 4 months.
Woo!
8.
Whoa, you got a 1 year on a 4 month old?
Yeah, I popped out some yet last year. I did some more.
Well, bless your heart.
During the pandemic, I had fun.
You had fun. Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I know. I had fun. I had different types of fun, you know? he's like, they told me, they're like, Raquel, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to make sure that you stay in the lines, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, don't go out of here because, you know, I'm dealing with a woman. We got the 5-time Grammy Award winner right here. They're like, Raquel, don't use cuss words too much. And I'm like, okay, I'll only make it to a minimal. You know,
nah. Yeah, you spit out a few today. You spit out a few. Uh-huh.
How many? Like 3?
You can come visit my church.
Yeah.
I'm a first lady too. California Worship Center. You can come in San Fernando Valley.
Oh, you know, I live in the valley. So
yes, see?
Yeah, that's right here.
Come on. Easter Sunday, you can come to the Verses. You can sit on the front row with me.
Everybody comes on
Sunday. Get your Easter hat.
You know, yeah, exactly. Everybody comes on Easter. Like, I don't know why, but why do everybody always just come on Easter?
Because we are Christians because Jesus died on the cross. That is the day we celebrate his resurrection.
Of course.
That he didn't stay dead.
But if you didn't come all the year, you show up on Easter Sunday.
It's all good.
Just that one Sunday,
I'm
good. All right, well, you know what? I'll be there Easter Sunday. And don't look at me if I'm not there the 21st or 22nd, like, whatever the following. I'm kidding with you. And she'd be like, you know what? You know what? She's going
to
tell you.
What's her name again? Pray. Misty.
Yeah, Misty. No more heathens booked, okay? Like, we are not going to
hear. I'll be honest. I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous. I was like, oh, Lord, what is this conversation going to be?
Jesus? It's tricky. So, Misty.
It's tricky.
Can we go and talk about this here? Because right now, you booked me on this person right here.
Listen.
She says multiple cuss words. She's sitting here. She's been asking me, at least though, you know what? At least though, like, listen, I'll be real with you. See, a lot of people are going to sit there and be like, you know what? I'm saved and I'm this and that, right? And they're going to go around the corner and do some weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should be saved. Like, I believe in God at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me that.
Yeah.
But I will may go do some around the corner. He's not kidding.
Well, listen, like, the scripture says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So everybody has made a mistake, right? But there's redemption for all. And that's what Easter is about. The redemption. He didn't die on a cross just to die. He died because he sees us as valuable.
Yeah.
And so he wanted us to redeem us back to himself.
And everybody goes there on Sunday. So I know for Easter Sunday, because it's always packing. So people can't even tell if you're in there or not, because you'd be like, woo.
But you're not going for people.
No, I know you're going for yourself. That's what I'm telling you. Goodness. Yeah, see, that's why it's getting hot in here. That's why, you know, she's speaking the message of the Lord. Okay. Wow, you hear this? She's speaking the messages of the Lord. That's why, listen, you have some super bars, but that's why all the people in the church rock with you, because you stay yourself. And that's good. You don't ever go across the, you know, guidelines. You know,
I mean, I think we all make a mistake. I think that my message is there's redemption and forgiveness for everybody. So, because that's where people feel like, oh, I can't be like you because I messed up too much. But there's no sin that you can do or commit.
No sin is greater than another.
No. There's no sin that you can commit where God says, I can't forgive that. No matter what you've done, if you bring all your junk, your mess, and go, okay, God, I need some help with this, he gonna help you.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, right?
Yes.
When you say that, and I know that says in the Bible, right? But there has to be some sins that are greater than others. I know they say that not right, but when
I'm people, because we're thinking with a human mind, you gotta remember God don't think how we think. He's not human.
I know, but that's the only part that I'd be really confused on, right? Because I'd be like, now, if somebody go murder somebody or do some weird stuff, right? And like hurt people, and then if someone just like, you know, slap somebody, that sin should be different from that sin. When you like calculate the sins?
No, I don't calculate because I don't do the forgiving.
Yeah,
so I don't
do the
calculating.
But I, in God,
because I don't want nobody calculating mine.
Well, you know what? But if you did, but they should calculate, and there should be a calculator in heaven though, when you think about
there
it.
There is.
Like, it really should be, though, because if I did, if
okay,
I'm saying,
I'm going to have to get you to church.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I stay, no, I'm just saying, like, if I'm in the gates of heaven, right, and we both trying to get in, right,
yes.
And you already, this person say, but like, you may have whacked him and, like, killed, like, 5 people. I have only probably, maybe I socked somebody
where
or something.
Is this,
you know, I'm just
going,
saying, like,
Jesus.
No, I'm just saying, like, I socked somebody. I should be able to get in quicker than him. Like, your gate, his gate should be, you know what I'm saying? Be like,
and that would mean God is showing favoritism.
For that, yes.
We're all as children. Okay, so you have children, right?
Yes.
So do you love all your children the same?
Yes.
You don't have no favorites in your children?
Nah.
Right. So he's God our Father. He don't have no favorites.
No, no, no. You can't compare that, though.
Why not?
Listen.
He's God the Father. You are your kid's mom.
Yeah, you're right.
And you love them all the same. So they don't always do what you want. They don't always say what you want. But if they come to you and say, Mom, I know I messed up, but I need some help trying to figure this out. You're going to be like, I'm mad at you, but all right, let's figure this out.
Well, no, no. Depends on what my kids do. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll have to go. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, back to you. Sorry about this. Sorry.
It's
you know,
all good.
My bad, Cam. I just went off out of here, off subject. But what was I talking about just a minute ago?
Let's get back to the song, Positive.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Positive.
So I wrote the song during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. When nobody was really feeling positive. And if you heard you were positive, you actually got scared, right? To be mm-hmm. COVID positive. But I feel like there's power in our words. So I wanted to take the word back. So I wanted to reclaim the word and give it something that builds us up, right?
Yeah.
Speaking affirmations over ourselves, speaking life over ourselves. A lot of times, the person that speaks the most negatively to ourselves is us. And I'm not, and I can't, and I need to lose some weight, and I wish I had this. I need more money. I wish I, you know, so you do these things.
Wait, you did lose weight, too.
I did.
Huh? Yeah, that's, well, okay. So okay, well, go back to the positive, and then you go to the weight thing.
Yes. So I wanted to create a song that was like an anthem that helps people have something maybe to start their day or just kind of give them a little lift to let them know that there's greatness inside of them, that they can overcome anything, that they can achieve their dreams. You know what I mean? That it is possible. But what you say to yourself about yourself is everything, right? Your affirmations, you know, what you around allow in your atmosphere. If you want to fall in love and all you listen to is heartbreak songs, you're gonna have that spirit in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If
That's
you want to experience peace, but all you talk about is violence, you're gonna have a hard time processing that because what you think enters your heart and then it's what you act out, mm-hmm. right? Like I was talking earlier about people who live with their fist up.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been in a lot of battles, you can't even help it and you need something positive to counteract that, to lift you up. And so this song is a lift and I really believe it's
gonna...
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. I just was listening to it before you walked in.
Nice, yeah. I think it can, you know, change the atmosphere. You ever walked in somebody's house and they just feel weird?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I know a couple
weird
weirdos.
Weird space, you know, yeah. So I'd be like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to protect your peace. You know, you got to guard your sanity, guard your heart.
Yeah, I walked in someone's house the other day and I'm like, oh, this person's weird. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here.
Like, all right, y'all, thanks for having me. I'm going to go now.
Yeah, yeah, to give them a look like, okay, get me now.
Absolutely. But sometimes you need a theme song
to help you stay positive.
I
mean, of course, during the pandemic, that definitely is uplifting because everybody is so negative during the pandemic, unless you're having fun, but yeah.
And you were having fun.
Amen.
Yeah, you know what? I was having a good time. I had just never been home that long.
That was the first time
I had been home that long. I like my family, and I like my house. So we was in the pool. We were eating. We would go take a drive.
When you were at home that long, did you realize, like, I need to be home more or, like, I need to be home less? Like, what were you thinking when you were at home so much?
I enjoyed it. I felt a little bad for being gone so much, for... missing so much, but I think the best compliment my husband and my kids have ever given me is they always say when I come home, it doesn't feel like there's a gap, like they have to get readjusted to me. Like I come home cooking dinner. It's not like, oh, I've been out, I call someone to cook. I'm cleaning the house. I'm doing all the motherly stuff. I'm, you know, taking care of my kids. I jump right back in, you know?
That's good. So we went through that. I wanted to go back to the weight loss. So.
Yes.
What did you do for your weight loss?
I just changed my mind. I had been lying to myself. I want to lose some weight, and then I make pizza and spaghetti and then order donuts at 12 o'clock at night.
That's
like, you
me.
Don't want to you don't want to lose weight if you're doing that. So I had to start having conversations with myself. Like, you hate when people lie to you,
yeah.
But why do you allow yourself to lie to yourself?
That's good. So you just stopped eating fast food, basically, or just...
Yeah, I got off of fast food, drank way more water. Mm-hmm. I actually fasted for 3 days first, water fast, just 3 days, just water, just to kind of cleanse and purge my system. Because when I'm about to change something, I have to do something dramatic first to get my mind prepared. And so then after that, I try my best not to eat past 8. I try to manage my carbs and stuff like that and try to be consistent with my workout. Yeah, I mean, the normal things that you do. I've done all the gimmicks, you know, all the pills and all those. I've done all those things, and you lose weight and it comes back on. If you don't change your mind, it's not going to happen because weight loss is mental.
The pills, though, as soon as you can pop up a couple of those bad boys, then you're already back, like, big again instantly. You'll, like, it'll trick you. You'll be, like, cool for, like, 2 weeks, right? And, like, oh, you lost weight, right? And the minute you stop
you popping eat, one of those
bad boys, yeah, it's a wrap.
You like, fat again.
Yeah, but that's... But yeah,
I mean, so you learn to love. You should learn to love yourself
too. So, I need to get your technique with the water fasting for 3 days. But baby, you know, so my man is a cold cook, so that's a hard situation to deal with.
Oh no, I was cooking for my family while I was doing it. I just wouldn't taste the food.
I'm peeking a little, taste a little something.
No, I was committed to myself. Yeah, and I really wanted to change. I mean, I know that no matter size I am, it's not going to change a record sale. But how I feel about me is important.
Will it, though, when you think about it, like, do you think that impacts as far as your weight goes? If you,
you know, this industry is shallow, but we've seen big girls winning. We've seen big girls doing their thing. So if you make great music, you make great music.
A couple of them are still out there. But I do, like, when you think about it, sometimes they care, like, they'd be like, oh, okay, boom. I think, honestly, as far as the record, entertainment world goes, even for, like, music, Lizzo just, like, recently made things way more acceptable and showing what her appreciation is, like, showing, like, oh, okay, it's okay as far as if you're bigger and successful. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, was a different stride for entertainment. But then... For others, I think, like, when you have to look at a course, certain image, it affects you.
I mean, she's not the only big girl in the industry.
Well,
I mean, I think she, you know, she blew up really quick, you know what I'm saying, with her songs being pop and all that kind of stuff. You see her on cover of magazines and red carpets, which I think is great for, you know, girls who carry more weight. And it is a struggle. They, you know, people will say mean things. You know, they'll suggest, hey, okay, so we got an album coming. You go, you know, what you guys doing? You know, I know that's cold for, are you going to lose weight? You know what I'm saying? They, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the cameras are coming.
No bleep bleep. Yeah.
But if you're comfortable in your own skin, then you know how to kind of handle that and just, you know, move how you move.
So how do you feel about Megan Good and Devon Franklin in their situation with breaking up?
I'm never happy to see anybody break up. Just, I don't know the details. I mean, I know both of them. They're really great people. It's just, I know that can't be easy to do that in front. It's not hard to go through a breakup if ain't nobody, if you're not famous. So I know it's not easy, but they're both really beautiful people and I think they'll be okay. I mean, I wish they stayed together. I thought they were an amazingly cute couple.
Do you think she should go back with someone in the church or you think she should go... Just, it doesn't matter, like, as far as who she should go to next.
I don't know.
Well, would you tell her? What would you tell her to do? For advice that you'll give to Megan now, fresh out of a marriage, you know, with her and Devon Franklin, what advice would you give him and her?
Let your heart heal first. Before you even talk about what's next, let your heart heal first. Because if you've loved somebody for a long time, you know, just because you divorced, it doesn't mean that the love goes away. You got to process your way through all of that. So... Let your heart heal first.
And you actually, you said about Kanye, you came on here. I mean, well, not here, but you came on TMZ and said that Kanye, that wasn't godly.
I mean, what I was saying was, if you're a believer, you know, you're a believer on Sunday and a believer on Monday. But, you know, it's just tough. You got mental issues, going through a divorce, doing it in front of the whole world, being the creative person that he is. It's just not easy any way you slice it.
When you say mental issues, what do you mean by that?
The ones he talked about.
With his health and everything else. And when you feel like with Sunday service, have you ever been to one?
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you feel about Sunday service?
It was an amazing experience. You could really feel the presence of God and love and light. You could feel it in the room when someone is trying to be better and they're, you know, making their efforts. I thought it was really cool.
Have you ever thought about being a part of it?
Mm-mm.
No? Would you be a part of it if he asked you?
I mean, I have my own career,
No, so you can still go to Sunday service.
I mean, I went, but I'm a first lady of our own church. The first church they went to, actually, was our church, was California Worship Center.
Oh, yeah, as I was saying, no, they bring people, you know, special people. I mean, heck, DMX.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if he asked DMX, me to sing, I would.
Yeah, I
would
say.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, be a member, like.
Oh, no, yeah, no, no, I know you're with your own church. You just told me I'm going to go out Easter Sunday with you, front row. I'm wearing my
you
Easter hat.
You going to come?
I'm putting my Easter hat on with my matching outfit. I'm with it, okay? I know exactly where to go. I see somewhere on Market, they have the... They have their little suits with the matching hat with the flower.
You
What's
are
up with
crazy.
It?
Yeah, I don't wear none of that. Now, I'll be dressed like this at church. I'm real chill. We real chill.
Yeah, wait. What's the name of your church again?
California Worship Center.
Okay. And that's in San Fernando Valley. How many people go there?
I think we have, well, on the records, we have about 1,000 members. Yeah. Oh. But we haven't been in the building. So, you know.
Did the pandemic affect the church business a lot?
Not really. People stay consistent. They came on the lives. They came on the, you know, we do prayer. We do Bible study. They still showed up. Some would watch while it was live. Someone would watch the replays and stuff like that. So really, really cool. Some people even joined during the pandemic. So we saw faces of people who were in other states and stuff join our women's ministry and all that kind of stuff, which to me, it speaks volumes of people joining your church, not being in the physical building. But it's no joke being in ministry. There's no rules for pastoring in a pandemic. And a lot of churches closed and a lot of pastors had to struggle because they didn't have a digital ministry, you know? So they just had to, you know, figure it out. So I'm really grateful that we were able to maintain and, you know, have the people still be a part. We had some great, great members that have just been amazing through this whole process.
Shawnee O'Neal's a first lady too now.
Yeah. Well, they're not married yet. I saw them the other day in the Serving Spoon in Inglewood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you should go to the court. You know, you're at the wrong place. But
the court?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's right down the street from the Serving Spoon. Off Centinella.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's the real restaurant.
That's the real. Serving Spoon is real.
Yeah, it is. It is real, but the realest is the court.
Really? I never been there.
You need to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so anyway, sorry about that. But, Oh, wait, I was going to ask you something. Oh, yeah, so where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years? In the next 5 years, my baby girl will be 17. The Mary Mary record will have come out and did all the things it's supposed to do, still be happily in love, still be a first lady, probably still doing radio. I don't know, still more of the same, trying to encourage and uplift people.
For the first lady job, have you gave Shawnee O'Neal any advice?
No, I think she got it. That's a smart lady right there. I think she got it.
Do you like, you know, she never said like, hey, just tell me the, you know, the trick of the trades of being the first lady and what to do and not to do in the church.
Nah, she didn't ask me none of that. No.
Okay. All right, Shawnee. Well, you should ask her because she's been a first lady for a while. And I know in the church community, being a first lady is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. I had a great, great first lady who was so cool, who handled everything with such grace and class. And I watched that, and that's what I want to be like, to be able to deal with the people, but wear it as a loose garment. Like, I don't own the people, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll give them what I can, and I'll, you know, what I can't, you know, they'll have to process. I'm not the first lady that's, like, trying to run people's lives. You need to do this. You need to do that. I'm going to suggest, and then, you know, it's your choice.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So, well, I appreciate you talking to me. I know I talked your ear off, and I was like, okay, boom. I have a whole bunch of other church questions to ask, but I'm going to let that slide. I really appreciate you coming on my show and rocking with me. I know I'm a little bit strange, but, you know.
It's all good.
That's just how life is. Everybody can't be regular.